Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, how about that, Slee? I don't like that I'm getting bullied this morning about my Halloween candy choices because I got bullied about them yesterday, both on the show and it continued after the show had ended, that I was continuing to get text messages making fun of my Hershey's miniature choices where Special Dark is at the top. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I don't believe you that you're worried about getting bullied.
I am. I'm a victim. I'm a victim in this whole thing. I'm a dainty, waifish flower being bullied by the rest of the staff.
This is not how life's supposed to go. This is not what you were set up for.
No, I'm usually on the giving end of these sorts of things. I don't like being on the receiving end.
Maybe somebody talked back to me.
Well, now that my mustache is gone, people are feeling a certain way that they can take liberties with me. By the way, Bezos would not be a Ralph's guy. He'd be a Whole Foods guy. Just because of the association. When I heard that, I don't think that would be his jam. Like, he seems like he maybe keeps it pretty healthy, so.
You don't know Bezos the way I know Bezos. He's had a Ralph's Club card for years, and he's a loyal member. He's just stacking up points.
I'm pretty excited. You look good this morning.
Real quick, just who's got, what is it? Is it CVS that has the 9 pages of a receipt?
Yeah, that's exactly right, yes.
Am I missing something there? Do people save those? Like, does that go in a purse or go into a wallet and then you bring it back?
I think there's like 43 coupons on the back of that for film and deodorant and contact lens solution.
I'm not kidding when I say it's 13 pages
it's
long.
Pretty long.
Thank you for coming to CVS. And then we both stand there for 18 seconds waiting for the receipt to be printed.
They have to replace the paper after every customer. after each guy goes through,
there's actually a paper guy. That's it. That's his gig. That's it. That's
just
all he does.
Register. He goes back. It's like painting the Golden Brigade Bridge. Once you get to one end, you go back and you start painting the other end again.
Shave this morning?
No.
Because you were saying you look fresh. You actually kind of look fresh. I think it's because of the lighting.
I feel good. I'm surprised that you feel good because you have now put down 4 of 82 games. You got another one coming tonight. You've got a little back. You know the athletes complain about back-to-backs?
10 in.
Well, I'd like to think of it as 4.
But think about that. 88, already 10 in?
Uh-huh.
That's a little surprising here. That's kind of went pretty fast here these first
They're hot. Years. They've won 2 in a row now.
Yeah, so hot.
They're on fire that they needed to go to overtime to beat a San Antonio team. How many games will San Antonio win this year? 30?
Last year they won, it was 10 less games. They'll probably be 10 games below 500.
Okay, so that's 31.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, so they needed overtime to beat that team last night, a team that a lot of people believe is going to go to the NBA Finals, maybe win another championship. I happen to be in that group that was thinking that that's a real possibility, and through 4 games, Al, I feel like I need to kind of take my foot off the gas a little bit. I'm not putting it on the brake yet, but my foot is off the gas because there's some stuff going on that doesn't fill me with a great deal of confidence 4 games in. That's the big cutout.
So you can't look at if you just take these first 4 games, because if you want me to just simplify this, they have not looked good. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, I can make excuses. I can justify as many things. Now, would I be a lot more concerned 30 days from now if they still look the same way, or 60 days from now? Absolutely. But 4 games in, they could be 0-4, and that's not a stretch. You got Ja Morant missing a free throw at Staples Center. Mm-hmm. Could have sent the game to overtime. It's the Memphis Grizzlies, another team that's going to be fringe, you know, may make the playoffs, couple games over 500. By the way, maybe they play better this year. Ja Morant's so great. You lost to a Warriors team who, yes, is undefeated. Don't tell me the Warriors in the same class without Klay Thompson, without a couple of their other guys. So you've started off the season. I think they're lucky to be 2-2. That kind of sounds funny to say. I think they're fortunate to be 2-2 right now through 4 games.
2-2, and the 2 wins are against teams that are either will certainly not make the playoffs, San Antonio, or maybe somebody that's going to be on the fringe of that, somewhere between
7th, 8th, 9th, something like that.
Somewhere in there. Maybe they get in like they did last year. They win a play. But, yeah, and look, LeBron didn't play last night.
Yep.
And that, I think, is a very meaningful statement because – I think it goes to show you how quickly that team goes from a favorite to a team without LeBron James on the court. And Anthony Davis is great and played really well in the end of that game last night. Russell Westbrook was fantastic at the end of that game last night. And they needed to go to overtime to beat a team that's not going to make the playoffs. It's a problem.
So I'm going to – it's the best way I could put it. It's going to take a lot of time for this team to figure some stuff out. And when I say a lot of time, and the one thing that they have in front of them, this is who they got in their next few games. Who do they play tonight?
OKC.
Oklahoma City Thunder. Oklahoma City hasn't won a game, and don't expect the Thunder to do anything. They have 98 draft picks for over the next couple of years. After that, they play the Cleveland Cavaliers. After that, they play two against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Until they finally – oh, then they play the Thunder again, and then they're on the road to Portland. I bring this up only because if the Lakers are – if there's one advantage that they have in their schedule, they got a lot of bad teams in the beginning. So maybe they can, you know, figure some stuff out. There were moments last night where they were making Pirtle. I always forget this guy's name.
Jakob Pirtle?
Jakob Pirtle. They're making Pirtle
look
like –
It's like saying Jakob.
Michael said it during the broadcast. He goes, no, they're making him look like Tim Duncan. Hakeem Olajuwon is playing right now. David Robinson is on the floor.
It rolls off the tongue. Olajuwon, Duncan,
Pirtle.
See? You knew how it feels.
they were making, and this is, you know, I think the one issue I got with this Lakers team so far is they don't play defense.
No.
They don't play sustained defense. There was a moment in the fourth quarter yesterday. Lakers walked into the fourth quarter down 12. You and I were texting each other back and forth. They're down 12. Dwight comes in the game and actually plays some freaking defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, he's paying attention to the defensive side, getting stops. And, you know, part of it is, hey, how great is this? They outscore the Spurs by 12. They end up winning the game in overtime. It's just kind of – it's interesting that they're in a game against the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, yeah, that's I mean, it's not – this is not Brooklyn. This is not Milwaukee. This
not
is
Phoenix.
Not Phoenix. This is not
maybe make
one
a
of
case
those
for
teams.
The Warriors because
sure.
they play well together.
The, Warriors, the Nuggets, the Jazz. These are not one of these teams that – you know, the Clippers with Kawhi. It's not this. This team is – the Spurs uniform might make you feel a certain way. This team's not very good.
No.
They're just not very good. And the Lakers really had to get, I don't want to say lucky, but they had to really mash the gas in the fourth quarter to get it done. They needed overtime to get it done. They needed Anthony Davis to come back from breaking both of his legs, apparently, the way he reacted to putting up a performance in the fourth quarter in overtime that was what you would expect from Anthony Davis. It was really weird. For lack of a better word, Al, it was a weird night. No LeBron. AD was not good right up until he was, and then he was great. Yep. Russell Westbrook looked like the Russell Westbrook we've seen for 10-plus years in this league. He was phenomenal, highlight reel plays with dunks and spinning underneath layups. He was awesome for the second part of the game. But you needed all of this to squeak by San Antonio?
Here's the reality. I think they're fortunate to be 2-2, but they're 2-2. So you just take these wins right now, and then the hope is as you progress through the season, you and I, because this is going to happen, we're going to have a night, the night before, where you and I are going to come in the morning and say, that's the best basketball Lakers have played all year. Yup, this team clicked on all cylinders. Wow, look at them defensively. They stopped. They just haven't shot. In four games in plus the preseason, you don't want to count the preseason. I'm surprised so far with the Lakers because I just thought they'd get off to a faster start. There's no other way to put it.
877-710-3776. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. You can be a part of the Trav and Slee Show on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. I'll give you that number again, 877-710-ESPN. And ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Okay, here's a question that is both stupid and I think actually kind of important.
Okay.
Is LeBron that important? You know what I mean? Like, of course, the stupid part of it is, well, what are you, an idiot? Of course LeBron James is. Yes, I'm fully aware. But then there's, like, we got all of these other guys that you went out and got. You have Anthony Davis, who is a phenomenal player. You've got Russell Westbrook, who's a former MVP. You've got Hall of Famers and Dwight Howard and Carmelo Anthony. And you got great role players right now that are in the twilight of their career, guys like Rondo. You've got all these guys, and all of that stuff together is kind of, yeah, we're fighting like crazy to get over San Antonio. Is LeBron that important?
I thought there was an interesting clip yesterday from Coach Vogel. See if you have it there.
I think
Vogel mentioned this is, let me set it up here. Russell Westbrook is paying dividends already of why he's on this Lakers team. Take a listen.
We felt great about this move. You know, last year we lost Bron and AD for a long stretch, and, you know, we didn't have enough to sustain throughout the regular season and to win in the playoffs. And, you know, to get a guy like Russ, you know, if one of those guys is down, we have another guy that can put up a monster night like we saw tonight, you know, paying early dividends in acquiring Russell.
There is nothing that can replace LeBron James. Nothing. Nothing even remotely close that can replace LeBron James. And I bring that up only because I thought Russell Westbrook was a perfect example yesterday. Mm-hmm. Russ was, okay, LeBron's not going to play tonight. Lakers didn't have somebody that's going to put up 33, 10, and 8, and 3 steals if LeBron doesn't have a good night, right? Or, I'm sorry, if LeBron doesn't play in a game.
Sure.
So I think that part, you know, when you say, is LeBron that important, that if you lose LBJ in a game, then you could be in an overtime battle against the San Antonio Spurs, a lottery team. I think, A, he is that important, but, B, I think it's also just kind of tells the story of LeBron was playing in the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Lakers are one point game against the Memphis Grizzlies. LeBron was playing in those first two games. At one point against the Phoenix Suns, you're down 32. I don't want to make it sound like, you know, where the Lakers are today is where they're going to be 30 no. or 60 days from
of
now.
Of course not.
But I'm also not going to pretend that they played four unbelievable games and that they look great.
There can be two things that are happening at the same time, right? That it can be a work in progress, which I think everybody understands, right? That even the most optimistic Laker fans, the guys that were most bullish about the acquisitions that they had during the offseason, understood that you just don't open up game one and everything fits together perfectly, okay? There's that. And then there's that, okay, we acknowledge that maybe these pieces aren't fitting together very well, but they really don't seem to be fitting together very well, even at a degree that's beyond what we thought it might be at the first place. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where it was. Because, look, you're right about Russell Westbrook and him already paying dividends, like Frank Vogel said. Russell Westbrook looked like himself last night. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook looked like that guy we've seen for 10 years who was just dynamic. Just dynamic. Just attacking the rim.
Not paying attention. I don't care who the hell's in front of me.
Yep. Just attacking and finishing at the rim. Dunks, spinning.
Still facilitating. Grabbing rebounds.
For most of the second half, he was the best player on the court. He was awesome. We haven't seen that because I think he's trying very hard to fit in with the other guys there. And this is the rub, right? That if you need him to be the guy he was last night, okay, great, but he can't be that guy when Anthony Davis and LeBron James are both on the court at the same time. And it's just this push and pull of how these things are going to fit together. And so far, I have not seen the push and the pull in a positive way. It's been, okay, now that he's gone, I can go do my thing. Now that he's unavailable tonight, I can go be the player that I've been for my entire career, and which is phenomenal. But what happens when LeBron comes back? And what happens? How do those pieces go back to fitting the way they did through the first three games?
So I think there's necessity and luxury. Last night was a necessity. Last night was not – you needed Russell Westbrook to be Russ in order to beat the San Antonio Spurs. So that was a necessity. A luxury is LeBron is playing. Anthony Davis is playing. Russell Westbrook's on the floor as well. Maybe he becomes more of a luxury because mm-hmm. you're saying, okay, well, he doesn't have to put up 33, 10, and 8 in order for us to win this game.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, and I actually had some curiosity in this yesterday, and I think Laker fans did too. How was Russ and Anthony Davis going to play together? What's that combo like? Right? Like, there's a curiosity of what
pretty
is
good last night.
What does that combination look like? Okay, we got a chance to see it. The more important thing than anything else is Russ being able to be as efficient, as productive as possible when LBJ is on the floor with him rather than when LeBron James is not on the floor. Is it going to take time to figure that out? Absolutely. I kind of like the fact, I mean, here we are four games in, LeBron already taking a night off because of the ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
That scares me a little bit. You know, that's...
If that's in fact what it was, I agree with you.
And it could very simply be, guys, go take care of the San Antonio Spurs.
Let's be strategic.
Oklahoma City, you got tomorrow. It's a back-to-back. However they played it or whatever the case is. But I will tell you, more of me leans towards LeBron James would have played if he could, or if he felt like, hey, I just need to go. Now we'll see what happens again. It's only game four of the season. But that's going to be the biggest thing. Russ playing with LeBron, what do those numbers look like? Not Russ without LeBron, what do those numbers look like? Because ultimately, if you're going to win a championship, all three of those
LeBron's
going to
need
click.
To be there. Otherwise, it's a moot question. All right, I have a question for you about Anthony Davis. I'm going to need you to talk me off the ledge on something. I'm going to need you to be Counselor Sliwa when it comes to Patient Rodgers. That's coming up next, 710 ESPN.
Plus, we'll throw this out there. What do you think of the Lakers over the first four games of the season? Overreaction here? Are we, you know, here Travis and I are saying they're lucky to be 2-2 at this stage of the year, only a week and a half in. 877-710 ESPN. What have you thought of the Lakers so far? Travis and Sliwa Show, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I don't know if you makes you happy or upset or somewhere in between, but the Ask Sleaze today are very good. There are clothing Ask Sleaze.
Okay.
There are food Ask Sleaze. Okay. There's even a Laker Ask Sleaze that I we'll see. It depends on how these next couple of segments go. I feel like we're scratching the Laker itch, but there's a whole bunch of Ask Sleaze stuff that needs to happen today.
I don't know why we went through a span where everything was like transportation based, traffic based. I kind of like those too. So
this is about tipping. We have one about tipping. Okay. We have one on giving directions. There's a lot going on here.
Excellent.
Sounds like you have a lot on your plate there.
Well, all good stuff. I love all of it. All right, you asked the question how Laker fans are feeling through the first four games of it. How worried? I think you and I
not even worried. Just
not worried's the wrong word. But you and I started.
What do you
kind
think
of
so far?
Opposite ends. Like you were very optimistic, and I was kind of let's wait and see. And you've come more towards me, and I'm kind of where I was to start with.
Well, this is what it comes down to for me. Yes, you pay attention big picture. Yes, it's October, so you know you keep all that with a grain of salt. But Trav, we're also watching the games, and we're going to assess on what we watched. We watched six preseason games where the Lakers clearly did not care, right? They made it very clear that preseason was nothing. And then you started off 0-2. You lost to the Warriors and the Suns. You had a three-point win against Memphis that came down to the wire, and you had an overtime win yesterday against the San Antonio Spurs. I'm supposed to assess based off what we've watched so far. If they're playing this way 30 or 60 or 90 days from today, I would have concerns. Through the first four games, they're lucky to be 2-2. Let's put it that way.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Here's the Straight Talk from me. They've played one team that I think we could classify as really good, Phoenix. They got housed. Okay. Does it mean everything? No. Does it mean something? I think it does. That the other three teams, the Warriors are a good team. I don't know if they're a great team without Clay. With Clay, we'll find out. But without Clay, I think they're probably somewhere in the good range, right? You lost by 7. You get crushed by Phoenix.
Well, that Warriors team, just as an example, it was them and Memphis who were battling to make the playoffs. That's not too far from, okay, maybe one of those teams move up a little bit.
Memphis is, like you said, maybe Ja has gotten a little bit better, but they're in the bottom half of playoff teams in the Western Conference. The Thunder are a lottery team. The Spurs are a lottery team. Oklahoma City is a lottery team. And we'll see what it looks like tonight, but last night it was another dogfight to just win a game in overtime against a bad team. It's all of these little things are maybe adding up to something slightly more than just a little thing.
Maybe, you know, is our conversation going to be different? Let me use as an example on Sunday. Let's say the Lakers went up by 7 in the fourth quarter against Memphis. They end up winning by 8 or 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to talk about that game differently. Let's say yesterday against the Spurs, Lakers don't get outscored by 11 in the third quarter and need a fourth quarter comeback and then get an overtime. Let's say they just won the game by 8 or 9 points. The conversation would be a little bit different, but it's also how you win that plays a large part to do with what represents your record.
Let's go to the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Let's start in Los Angeles. Where else? And Charlie. Charlie, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Charlie?
How's it going? Yeah, I just thought you guys are overreacting to the Spurs. I mean, they lost the other night to the Nuggets by only 6 points. I mean, the Nuggets are the Nuggets. Jokic had a hell of a game that game. I think he had like 34 and 18 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Bucks by 10. And, I mean, come on, it's the Bucks. So it's not like they're getting blown out. And then they obliterated the Magic.
Yeah, I think it was Orlando, their first game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like they're not a horrible team. They're well coached and they play well. They're professional athletes. Like I think it's a little overreaction to call them a pushover team.
Okay, I hear you, and you might be right, Charlie. But here, let me. There's that way of looking at it, which may be right. And then there's this. Are the Lakers needing to be better than the Nuggets? Yeah. Lakers didn't beat them by 10. They had to go to overtime to beat them. Okay. Are the Lakers going to have to beat a team like Milwaukee to win a championship? Yeah. Milwaukee didn't need to go to overtime to beat San Antonio. This is where I'm not saying that the Lakers are a finished product. They're not. The Lakers have some work to do. But saying, well, the other good teams didn't beat them by that much either. Well, they did. They didn't have to go to overtime. They did win by 10 points. They did have a different feeling to these games. The Lakers needed to get, and lucky's the wrong word, but they really needed to get fully invested through the fourth quarter. Like you said, they're down 12 points going in there. They needed to go into overtime. Is it the end of the world? Or the San Antonio Spurs, the Cleveland Cavaliers from a few years ago that won 9 or 10 games? No, they're not that bad. They're well coached. They have a plan.
They're going to play tough, sure.
They're going to, yep. But they're not a playoff team. Mm-hmm. These should be the nights where you go out there and LeBron and AD and these guys are on the bench halfway through the fourth quarter because you got a 15, 16-point lead and you're kind of cruising into it. And that's not what's happened at all the entire season. That's the point. Not that it's one game against San Antonio. It's all of these little teeny things added up that make up not a big thing, but a medium thing.
So this is the one thing, too, that I'll say. And I think this has just been part of – this is going to happen through an 82-game stretch. There's going to be overreaction. There's going to be some people that I'm sure there's plenty of callers out there saying, okay, guys, relax. They're 2-2. By the way, can I say something? Lakers found a way to win last night.
Sure.
And, you know, the cliche of bad teams find a way to lose, good teams find a way to win. There's two straight games the Lakers found a way to win at the end, which is a positive thing because you're at least playing some of these close games and you found a way to kind of grind it out at the end. Okay, you sit 2-2. But I think also on top of that, I guess for me, maybe my expectations are not fair because remember I was telling you this yesterday that the Lakers kept telling us it's going to take time, mm-hmm. and I kept saying, yeah, sounds good, guys. Yeah, but when we start October 19th against the Warriors,
yeah, you didn't listen.
You're just going to start going
sure.
through the league, correct?
Uh-huh.
You don't have to go through the league. You don't. But I think how you play – and if a caller wants to make a case and say, hey, look, the San Antonio Spurs are better than who they are, that's fine. But I guarantee you when the season's done and this, you know, the dust settles, the San Antonio Spurs won't be in a conversation when it comes to the playoffs. So all we can do is just gauge their competition. Tonight against Oklahoma City, if I hear tonight, well, the Lakers won by a couple of points, but did you see who the Thunder played? They were up 10 against the Golden State Warriors in the third quarter. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
now we're. I think it becomes, you know, your semantics, I guess you can say.
This game, last night's game, tonight's game, one of two things. We will either never remember these if the Lakers continue to improve the way that we all hope.
Probably won't.
Which is probably the most likely scenario.
Yeah.
Or we're going to say, look, this was obvious from the opening part of the season. There's almost no middle ground to this. I still think that remember after four games, we're like, yeah, this doesn't look so good. Yeah, that didn't matter at all. That feels like the likely endpoint. But when you start seeing it more than just occasionally, it seems like it's almost more of a trend, something to keep your eye on. Let's try another one here. Let's go to Les this time. Les, you're on with Travis and Slee. What's up, Les?
Hello, gentlemen. The main thing that I've been seeing is the ball movement within the team, especially last night. Bazemore and Carmelo and a lot of them, they were all just positioned outside the three-point lane. And then it was just Westbrook just looking for Anthony Davis, Davis looking for Westbrook, and all the others were just standing around looking. Plus, the Lakers have been out-rebounded. They weren't out-rebounded last night, but in these other games, they've been out-rebounded, and I find that troubling. Because we should have an advantage. Right now, I don't see anything that the guy that used to play for Brooklyn we got. I don't
DJ.
See what he's bringing. He's not bringing any shot blocking or anything like that. But the main thing is there's no offensive movement within the players. So thank you for taking my
Appreciate
call.
It.
This is Les truck driver extraordinaire.
Yes, thank you, Les. Thank you for calling. I think he gave us a couple honks there as he as he hung up.
I don't want the honk like the one in the I want the rope that's over your head that goes.
By the way,
I want that.
Makes no sense to me that some of these new, just normal cars don't have that. Why doesn't a Tesla have that? Why doesn't, you know, you want to stand out from the rest of the pack? I don't want to hear that it doesn't need gas.
Okay.
I want to know that you can honk the horn from up top.
This is what I need. You're not a car guy. I'm not a car guy.
Yeah.
I need somebody out there that's a car person, a mechanic, a salesperson, somebody that knows cars. Mm-hmm. Okay. To tell me what it would cost to put one of those in my normal vehicle. I didn't know
why you're laughing. I think many people out there would like to know.
I want an 18-wheeler rope horn.
Honda Accord.
I'm sure there's a technical term for that. I want that in my car.
Especially in L.A.
2004.
You're trying to get around.
Acura MDX. I want to have that. I want to pull up behind people and just have them jump out of their skins. I want their skeletons to just be running down the street.
1998 Nissan Frontier with an air horn?
We're going to do it. All right, I still haven't asked you my AD question. I'm going to do it next because I'm a little worried. I'm not going to lie. It has me more
like
than just
worried
a little
mother
worried
over there.
I am. I care about all of my babies.
Like you went to the mall and you're like, everybody hold my hand.
Well, you don't know fear until that three-year-old's like, hey, stand right here. You turn to hand some of your credit card, you turn around, they're gone. There is nothing in the world that is scarier than that.
He's in Foot Locker. I'm just going to go to Foot Locker.
All he did is he walked to the other side, and you just turned right when he was actually on your left. And for one quarter of a second, you were sure that they got snatched. That's being a parent in a nutshell. That's how that goes. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
I know it's only 10:30 and we do Ask Slee at like 10:40, but I want to jump the gun a little bit. That's how good they are today. That's how good the Ask Slees are that I want to do it 10 minutes early. Maybe we'll just do a little bonus Ask Slee on the backside at 11. What do you think about that?
I think it happens whether I want that to happen or not. It just happens. So I don't have much of a say in it.
All right. ESPN Radio is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. All guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Here's my question for you about Anthony Davis. And I'm hoping that you can kind of walk me through this.
Mm-hmm.
Do I just need to come to grips with the fact that he's going to spend a lot of time on the ground and that oftentimes he's going to go down and scare the living daylights out of me because I think that something terrible has happened because of the way he reacts, only to see him get up and actually play better than before he went down with something that looked like was going to end his career? Because last night when he went down, Al, I was terrified.
No, he's holding his knee. You heard John and Michael on the broadcast. Hey, he's still down.
I was like, oh my gosh, this could be the season right here. If Anthony, his reaction to it really frightened me, and he popped up and was awesome. And he's on the ground. I know I've mentioned this frequently.
Yeah.
Is that just life with Anthony Davis? Do I just need to turn the page on this and get over the fact that that's the way that he plays?
I think if you try to compare him to other players, there's finesse players and there's guys that, I do the dirty work. Mm-hmm. Let me give you actually an example. There's another player in the NBA today that Giannis Antetokounmpo plays with a certain style of basketball. And I think part of the reason why he plays that way, I don't think he has a choice. That his skill set is, I got to be around the basket. Mm-hmm. I got to bang with these guys. I have to bash over a dude in front of his face, flex on him, and run the other side down the floor because I'm not going to hit a 15-foot jumper.
Okay.
I don't have the ability, my back to the basket. I don't have the skill set that somebody else has. I think Anthony Davis is the other way. AD is, I'll tell kind of this story. So Anthony Davis, I think most people know it. In high school, he was a point guard.
Yeah.
And this is just the reality of the situation. He was a point guard in high school, had a growth spurt.
Like a regular, normal size guy, like a 6'4", 6'3", size guy, right?
Whatever. He grew, I think, 6 inches right. or something like that. So he had this growth spurt. All of a sudden now, Anthony Davis, he's a big.
Yeah.
So probably his entire life, he's a guard, and now all of a sudden, he's a big man. His skill set is a very unique skill set.
For
if he
sure.
wants to face you, look straight directly into your eyes, and hit an 18-foot jumper, he can do it.
Yes.
If he wants to hit the glass, if he wants to step out and hit a three, I think he's all finesse first, bang second. I had somebody call in the postgame show yesterday. Why doesn't he go down a little more? Why is it? I don't have the answer.
Fair question.
Michael says it 35 times during
Travis
a game.
Was it Travis from Laguna Niguel? Was that the caller's name?
Michael says it 35 times a game. Yeah. Okay, no jumper. Get down low. Get down low. Nobody can stop you. And you saw him yesterday. You know, you mentioned. He looks like he's injured. He gets back up. Anytime he wants to go down low
he took over the game. This is the part that I go back and forth on. To your point, I get that he has guard skills in a big man's body. I get it. It's cool to watch when he's got his handle and he's knocking down jumpers and he's, you know, fadeaways and spins and all. He's an amazing athlete. But it's the theatrics that just they scare me.
Sure, because you think, okay,
this is the end.
This could be a bad injury.
This is he's done for the season. When he hit the deck last night and grabbed his knee and was, you know, wincing is not the right word, but grimacing,
holding his knee,
in what appeared to be extreme pain. I was really, oh my gosh, this is it. This the four games in, and Anthony Davis is down, and now what? And then he takes, and I need somebody to tell me this is just the way it's going to be. He's the best player on the floor almost every night he's out there.
Yeah.
Just deal with it. You're going to be frustrated by a fadeaway 15-footer when he could go in there and just hammer Jakob Poeltl up close. He's not going to do that. He's still going to be awesome, but he's just not going to be awesome the way that you want him to be awesome.
I think he's his own player. He's going to do it his own way. And I think it's, you know, listen. There's enough indication out there. I use as an example. People talk about, well, why doesn't AD start at the five? Why doesn't AD spend more time down low?
You know what? He's good down there.
But here's the thing. I think we've seen enough of Anthony Davis. This is his third season with the Lakers. Obviously, his career prior to coming to the Lakers. This is AD.
Yeah.
This is what he's never going to be that I want to bang down low. I want all the.
I'm not asking him to be Bill Laimbeer. You know what I mean? I don't need that.
Well, who's a big man who's incredibly skilled, but at the same time wants to bang down low? Like Duncan Tim Duncan had. I guess he banged if he needed to, but that wasn't his primary. Hakeem Olajuwon had a skill set where
he was just beautiful. He was just different.
You know, it was just beautiful. But I know what you're saying, that every time he goes down, you hold your breath for a second.
It's the second part, too. You hold your breath, and then when he does go and do all these things that we're talking about, when he went into the paint, we saw that block shot that kept the Lakers running. We saw him take over. We saw him drop a perfect little pass in the paint to another player. When he's in there, it's not that he can. It's that he's extraordinary while he does it.
He's dominating.
It's not just, oh, yeah, I got this tool in my bag, too. That's his number one tool. He just chooses to use it second.
He's going to end up, towards a lot of these games, playing the five. And when Russ and LeBron are in the game together, he's going to have more of that because they're going to ask him to be down low. He's not going to have the luxury of DeAndre or if Dwight Howard are in the game for him to kind of work his way towards the outside. By the way, quick shout-out to Austin Reeves yesterday played 30 minutes for the Lakers. Who would have thought Austin Reeves was going to play 30 minutes for the Lakers and actually is holding his own on the floor?
Sure, he is.
Okay? And then Malik Monk got his first start yesterday and got a start in place of LeBron. Do you ever pay attention to this? You might look at this with football or you might look at this with baseball. There's certain stats that they don't always tell the full story. You can't really pay too close attention to it. His plus-minus yesterday was plus 31.
Malik Monk.
I was sitting here and I'm like, the only player that I think I've seen a higher plus-minus doing some of these post-game shows, I think Caruso.
Alex Caruso.
I think Caruso had like a 35 or a 36 or one of those.
You're going to say that.
31?
That's pretty good.
That's insane. And he hit a big three.
Let's put AD down in the paint and have him crush people because he's really, really good at that. I'd like to see that a little bit more often.
Fair.
All right, I need you to start going through your mental Rolodex and start thinking about your wardrobe as a younger person, like teenage Alan Sliwa.
Sure.
I need you to start cycling through
extensive.
That.
Sure.
That's an Ask Slee. That's coming up next. It's Travin Slee, 710 ESPN. I'm thrilled to do Ask Slee today. I'm always pretty excited, but today I'm particularly excited. Let's start with GFish21. Hashtag Ask Slee. How upset do you get when you see the Lakers wearing their gold jerseys on the road and their purple jerseys at home?
That's a fair one. I don't think I get as upset as other people.
Drives me nuts.
Look, there's certain people that just trigger something. Like, what the hell is going on here? Yeah. This is not the way it's supposed to be. It doesn't hit me as much. I mean, yesterday, obviously, Lakers wearing their yellow.
Sure.
It's okay. I'm okay with it. What I don't like is the jerseys change so often.
They do.
We were talking about this first game Lakers had. Was it Lakers-Warriors?
Mm-hmm.
When did Warriors wear that weird jersey?
They have a jersey that has red in it now.
But that wasn't against the Lakers, was it?
It was against the Clippers? Was it against the Clippers? Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it was.
I don't like the zero association with the, you know, it just looks completely odd.
I need to see the Laker purples in Boston. I need to see the Laker yellows in Staples Center. I need some sort
of... Does baseball do anything like that?
No, they wear whites at home and grays on the road.
It's going to change.
And occasionally they'll do the baby blue. Blues along
okay,
the way.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that will change?
It's been going on for a very long time.
I know.
They have alternate jerseys. They'll change the jersey.
There's money to be made.
The Dodgers don't wear their white Dodger uniforms when they go to play the Atlanta Braves in Atlanta. They wear gray uniforms. It drives me crazy.
You're going to get very angry because I think one day that will happen in baseball and you'll hallucinate.
That'll be the end. All right, this is from Darb. It says, is Slee the kind of guy... Is Slee the kind of guy that enters a clothing store with a purpose, or do you enjoy browsing all the selections?
That's a good question.
It's a great question.
So pre-COVID, if I have to go get something, right? Like I got to go get something specific. There's a concept of not being at the mall and saying, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to the mall and I'm going to go get, you know, I'm going to go look around. I'm going to go do this. Maybe I'll try on some new jeans. I'm going to do this. If you have that conversation, which might happen one or two times a year.
Tops.
Right?
Yeah.
If you have that conversation, whatever you thought in your mind completely changes once you get to the mall. All of a sudden, you're walking around the department store. Like, what the hell am I doing here? And then it's, you know, maybe you're looking for specific jeans and they're stacked. There's 16 of them. You're looking for your size.
Well,
you're like, I can't
find
my size.
For me, I just go to the bottom of the pile.
Sure.
My size is, it's either at the bottom or it doesn't exist.
Now I'm asking.
Those are the only options.
Now I'm asking, hey, do you have this? And they're like, yeah, let me just go to the back and go get. By the time like you're 15 minutes in, it's like, this was an awful idea. I don't want to be here. No, I don't want to wait for you to go get the size shoe or something along those lines. So answer the question.
I'm basically turned into a Navy SEAL when I shop. I'm in and out of there in 4 seconds, and you never knew I was there to begin with. I am in. I want that pair of pants. I don't want to try anything else on. I want those. I'm not. Nope. Out. Nope. Bring it up.
You're a ninja.
You will never, ever know that I was there. Ryan writes, which one of these brings out the worst in humanity? You're speaking for all humanity, mostly. SoCal traffic, the airport, or live sporting events? Hashtag Ask Slee.
Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to go SoCal traffic.
Okay.
Only reason why is there are a couple options with an airport. If you're flying to Phoenix or Sacramento or San Francisco or something along those lines, you should not go to LAX. So you go to Burbank, right? There's other ways. You go to John Wayne.
Yeah.
There's other ways to get around
Long Beach.
You drove up this morning. Let's use as an example. Talk to me about this morning.
It wasn't great. I left my house just a little bit before 6 o'clock, and I pulled into our parking lot at about 8:25. It was glorious. It was a 2-hour and 25-minute commute that usually takes me about an hour because there was a tragic accident on one of the freeways. But yeah, it's not great.
I think the traffic thing to me, the SoCal traffic is. And by the way, this is a very Los Angeles County thing. You know, if you're in San Diego over the weekend, it's not like you're sitting in traffic the way you're still sitting in traffic in L.A. So it's not like in L.A. you can time anything.
No,
it's just I'll leave Laker games. This might be the most frustrating one. I'll leave Laker games. It's 11:30 at night. Well, that's when now they're going to work on the freeway.
Do it at 10 o'clock in the morning?
No, you're right. You can't do it any other time. The four lanes on the 110 is now there's just cones taking you all to one. They're detouring
through the middle of downtown.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
It's not great.
Yeah, I think the traffic.
Here's Max Power. Max Power says, when eating quickly and alone,
okay,
do you do the deed over the sink? You ever been that guy? Like, I'm going to eat this whole thing in 5 minutes. I'm not getting a plate. I'm just going to mow it down over the sink.
Explain this one to me. Not really a sink guy, but I'll grab a paper towel. The time it took me to grab a paper towel, just go get a plate. I could just get a plate. It's that simple. I grabbed a paper towel.
I know why you do it.
You just kind of clean everything.
You don't have
off
to wash
after,
a paper towel.
Then,
you throw it in the trash.
Throw it away.
And you keep it moving. Yeah. So, yeah, maybe not the sink, but you'll cut that corner. I like that. About how much time do you think you've spent watching TV in your life? And do you think it's multiple years? And how does that make you feel?
It's all random. I don't know how to calculate that one.
It's multiple years for sure. Are you you watch TV?
I watch TV, but the problem is, I mean, yeah, okay. So Taylor's describing it right now. Right now, we have three TVs in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, the Laker game was going on. While the Laker game is going on, I also have the Astros Braves game.
That
on.
Counts, by the way.
I think okay.
Of course, it counts. You're staring at the TV, counts.
There are Laker games where they have the monitors next to you.
Uh huh.
Laker game's going on.
You're watching it on the TV.
John and Michael might have a baseball game here. I might have a football game here. It's like I'm at a sports bar. The only thing I'm looking for is a beer, right? So I guess a lot of TV, but I'm also not the guy that I guess I come home, I watch TV. Yeah, I guess it's a lot of TV.
It is.
If you're counting my work stuff as TV, then it's a lot of TV.
The second you start putting a pencil to paper to try to calculate the amount of time you've done something like that, just don't.
Well, you did a very jacked up move you did this morning.
Don't ever take the
you
time.
You said, do you ever think about how much you spend
on coffee?
On coffee.
Yeah. It's not a good number. It's not a good number.
Like, why would you do that?
It has a comma in it. That's not a great way
There's
to go about doing that.
There's an understanding between consumers and Starbucks that you never calculate anything. You have it on your app. You just pick it up. You don't say a thing. Every time it asks you to recharge, you just put your thumb right there and it recharges
that is
everything.
The devil on earth.
Of course it is.
That is the worst.
That's the understanding you have with Starbucks.
Well, it's just my thumbprint. It's not actually $50 that I'm putting back on that card. It's just my thumb. It's totally fine. It doesn't even count. It's like being in Vegas.
Yeah, that is not good technology.
It's not. Ooh, new name. Love this. Drew Soto. Drew, welcome. Slee, are you a regular eggnog drinker or do you have to spike it with something?
Definitely not a regular.
You need
eggnog.
A little, what are we doing? Rum, brandy, whiskey? What are we doing in there? Really no wrong answer other than maybe gin or vodka.
I would do whiskey. I'd do whiskey.
Like bourbon?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Only because that's the drink that I like.
Eggnog is vile and awful.
Oh, I'm not a eggnog fan at all.
It's somehow thicker than any other dairy
product
on earth.
Let's just say in the Middle Eastern culture, eggnog's not really making its way into the household, so I don't have to
There's
deal
not
with
an eggnog section in the Middle Eastern grocery store.
It did not make its way from the Middle East.
All right, so I gave you enough time to go back through your Rolodex of items that you've owned as a young Alan Sliwa.
Okay.
Which brings us to Jason Levine. Mm-hmm. Since we're all SoCal natives of a certain age, which of the following items of clothing did young Slee own and wear? Members only jacket, Izod Lacoste polo shirt, or Quicksilver surfer t-shirt? You know you had to have at least one of these. Which of those three did you have? Or maybe all three.
Okay, so definitely, I got some other items. Here's the thing.
Hold on. Members only jacket, yes or no?
No.
Izod Lacoste polo shirt.
Little bit.
What do you mean little bit?
As in,
you only wore it halfway on one shoulder?
No, the costs were expensive.
Oh, but okay. Did you have the little tiger? Remember the tiger? Le Tigre?
I
had some tigers
that.
In my rotation.
No, you know what it was? You know what it was? First of all, the family was always Macy's. I don't know why Macy's was like the place. So whatever Macy's was selling.
Was.
Macy's, whatever Macy's was selling. So remember Nautica?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tommy Hilfiger, where you thought, I'm like, oh, this is the biggest brand ever. It's like, no, it's because
they were
on sale at Macy's.
This could be my favorite thing coming up. Please tell me you were the oversized Tommy Hilfiger, like, rugby shirt guy. That would make my day.
No. No.
That's kind of disappointing. What about a Quicksilver t-shirt?
So Quicksilver's kind of funny because I have no affiliation with going to the ocean and surfing or any of that stuff. So it's false advertising right out the gate. But Body Glove, Quicksilver, like those
OP?
Were,
are you old enough for OP?
I don't think OP. No.
No, that's a
Hurley, just like
Hurley.
The random.
OP's like 70s LA when I was a kid.
But here's the thing. People who wear those should be making frequent trips to the ocean and surfing and stuff. I was never doing that.
That's it. You can still wear the T-shirt. It's fine. Nobody's going to throw you on a longboard and say, go cut it up out there. It's fine. You can just wear the tee.
I like
that's
that.
That's fine.
Throw you on a longboard.
I'm curious. I'm going to need some Twitter representation of some of the old brands that we all used to have to represent, whether it's in junior high school, or
Body
whatever.
Glove was definitely one of them.
But Varney sunglasses and Varney T-shirts, that was a thing for a minute.
Sounds Stubbies, incredibly high-end.
Stubbies was a thing. Side out T-shirts. I don't never touched a volleyball
Macy's
in my life.
Never had a brand, did they?
Not
they never
a, no,
had.
They
theirs.
Had like, name brands. They had Hilfiger and Nautica.
I know, but they didn't have their own. Like Nordstrom has their own brand. Kirkland has their own. You know what I'm saying?
Love Kirkland. I still have some Kirkland shirts in my rotation.
Yeah, Macy's
that I'm
did not.
Absolutely thrilled
Janice
about.
Janice is telling us no.
All right, the Dodgers had are in the midst of a 10-year run. Good enough or way too short of what they should have been? That's next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.